在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Although unemployment is very serious, and which is why we're addressing it with the ideas and the measures that we are, it would be much, much worse if we were not taking the combined action that we as a government and the Bank of England have been taking.
Lord Mandelson can argue all he likes.That these jobless figures would have been worse were it not for some of the stimulus measures that the government is taking. The fact remains that 2,000 people have lost their jobs every day during the last year, while youth unemployment now stands at 938,000. People between the ages of 16 and 24 now account for a full 38% of those unemployed, and that is going to have searing repercussions across the whole of society, as the Audit Commission warned earlier this week.The other thing worth noting about these jobless figures is that the disparity between the claimant count, i.e. those people who are signing on for Job Seekers Allowance, and the ILO measure, which is a broader measure of those people who are without work but not necessarily claiming benefits, is continuing. Now, the government is looking at this already, and there are some suggestions as to why it may be the case. One theory is that people who've lost their jobs are simply depending on their partners rather than signing on for benefits themselves.Now, there are a couple of rays of hope. First of all, we've had earnings figures out today. Earnings figures in the 3 months to June were up 2.5%, and that's an improvement on the previous situation. Potentially, that's good news for consumer spending. However, it should be borne out that within the private sector, which is accounting for 80% of the workforce, earnings are only rising by some 2.1%. The majority of that increase is in the public sector, which again doesn't bode well for the government's attempts to ease back on public spending.